to think we're from Hamilton, actually.
We have the Hamilton sound.
That you know what? That was my next segue was that there is a definite Hamilton thing, because we were all joking on the phone beforehand about when I was going on about how to enjoy your style of music, and I've seen so many bands. The Fat Cats play here, the Nielsen Band, like Bert Nelson. It's like it's just so many styles, and I was like, I had no idea that was actually becoming a Hamilton thing, a jam band psych type of a style that's coming out of Hamilton.
Yeah, it was
a great band.
Actually, Adam Bernstein from Fat Cats, we've played with him quite a bit. He sat in on drums for a few Zuffalo shows, actually. And we also played with him in another band. We played in a Grateful Dead cover band with him, Mikey and I did. So, we know the Fat Cats well. Those guys are great.
I'm glad that you guys are coming to Hamilton on March 17th, part of St. Paddy's Day. The traditional mindset would be, well, it's all going to be Irish music. There's going to be drinking. Well, there's going to be fighting. There's going to be crying about your poor old mutter. The whole nine yards.
You never know. What will we have up our sleeve? I don't know.
Yeah.
Well,
will I be wearing sleeves?
I definitely wouldn't want people to think that it's going to be all Irish music. That would be misleading. Well, we're going to do our Zuffalo thing.
There was
But it'll be a St. Paddy's party for sure, you know? If you're looking for a place to go and party on St. Paddy's Day, check out the Casbah in Hamilton. It's going to be fun.
Have you guys played here before, like at this in Hollywood or the Casbah? Have you came down the pipe that way?
Yeah, we've played at the Casbah several times. Corktown we played.
That's right, Corktown. Mm-hmm. I just saw a recent video of the Corktown of you guys performing there.
Yeah.
So how does it work with you guys? Because Bird Brigade came out in 2020. Or sorry, 2021, that album came out.
Yeah,
that's right. Last May it was. Yeah.
And, of course, you guys suffer just like all the rest of us in society. The pandemic shut everything down. What was the reasoning for getting into your studio? Was it the Baden? It's a Baden, Ontario. It was like a barn that was renovated by a friend?
Yeah, Baden, Ontario. So our friend and producer, Mac Jordan, lives in Baden, Ontario, and they've got a barn there, and he's converted one part of the barn into this like really cool studio. So that's where we went, and we're so grateful that we were able to all go there, you know, during COVID and manage to get this album together. Because nothing else was happening. No shows were happening. And obviously that was a huge bummer for a really long time. But it felt really good to get that album together. And we're super stoked that we have these shows coming up. Like, you know, in just a few weeks we're going to be playing again. And once again, it's been a while.
with your band, and this was something that I... previous conversations I had with Steve and Brad and Ronson from Golden Feather, because I know you guys got a show coming up later in May at the Garrison. When I was listening to Golden Feather's music and I was listening to your guys' music, there's something missing unless it's live. Do you know what I mean? You could put a song together in a studio and it'll sound something, maybe like a 5-minute song, a 6-minute song, or 7-minute song. But when you see a jam style band, that, you know, with you guys, there's like, you're not just a jam style, because there's a lot of pop in there as well. There's pop harmonies. I can hear it when I listen to it. So there's something missing without the crowd. Like, the crowd is part of the experience of the music. Am I on the right track with that?
Yeah, I'd say so, yeah. We're definitely always watching the crowd and watching, you know, dancing, and we're flying to that. I mean, on the albums, though, I think we try to incorporate some of that live show and make sure there's like a long song on there. But yeah, we do like compact versions on the album, and you don't get those kind of improvisation sections sometimes. But.
Yeah, because when you listen to this, I was listening to some of your songs. I'm like, yeah, these are great. But I feel like I would be missing out if I didn't see you guys live, because, you know, a 20-minute song, you know, like that. There's like there's elements of the songs can go in different directions when you're playing, and they can go into a funk thing.
Surprises.
And I think that's, to me, that's part of the magic of going to see a show like that, because you guys were touring, you guys did some festivals as well.
Yeah. We went all the way out to Caslo, BC a couple summers ago.
Right.
And that was for Caslo Jazz Fest. That was fun.
Just staying on that topic of touring and everything. You know, we do the shutdown. You guys go in the studio, you record these songs, and then you release it, and you're coming into 2022, things are opening up. Are you the type of band that's just like, you talk to your agent, your management, and said, okay, listen, we got to figure out a way we can stay on the road for 7 months straight. Is that possible? You know, like, because of I'm talking about, like, pent-up energy of not being able to play. Is that some a place that the band mindset could be in, or could you afford to do that in your lives?
I mean, that's the goal. That's what we want. We're reaching for.
Is to be able to tour. Yeah.
To be on the road nonstop. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, like, we haven't been rehearsing as much because we haven't been playing as much, and there's definitely a lot of pent up desire to do that. We actually have a rehearsal tonight. We're super pumped. We're looking forward to these upcoming shows, playing obviously Hamilton, St. Patty's, and then we're actually on the road a little bit that same weekend. We're going to play in Kingston at the Mansion on March 19th, and then we're playing in Ottawa at Live on Elgin on March 20th. And then, of course, we're coming back in April. We've got that Toronto show April 14th at the Garrison with Golden Feather that you mentioned. And we're hoping to be able to tour more than that. And
we're still waiting for some contacts to get back for the summer. So hopefully we got a little bit more of a run in the summer.
Yeah, it's a tricky year for festivals because a lot of festivals are honoring their previous 2 years of lineups that they haven't been able to fulfill because of COVID. So it's a really tricky year for that. But definitely, you know, that is our
But
our
I think
goal.
I think what you're saying, though, is like, yeah, night after night, the music builds, right? So as an improvisational band, playing off of energy of the crowd, it can only get better if you're playing night after night, right?
That's the way the conversations that I've had with some of my friends about jam music is that, well, yeah, I saw them here, but in here that was a great set, but then I saw them over here and it was like a totally different set. It was like so much better, that sort of thing.
Well, we were like, okay, what's the last set list we played? Okay, don't do that song. Yeah, we like totally look at the last show we played in this city, we can't play those tunes now or whatever. We like to switch it up and keep, you know, but there's some standard songs too.
Yeah, that's right. Sorry, I guess I misinterpreted your question a little bit.
Oh, no.
But yeah, that's definitely something we think about, is making each show unique from the last one and having the audience have a unique experience and that they're also a part of, because like we just said, we're always feeding off of their energy too.
So what's next now, though? Because you were just saying that, okay, we got to build up contacts to come home and do some more shows. Obviously, you know, you'll sit down with your agent, your manager, that sort of thing, and go, okay, all right, so we're rolling into summer. We're trying to get some more shows. Is it just going to be Canada, or are we going to work our way down into the States and try to do some more shows?
I would love to go to the States in the future. We don't have that in the plan this year. We need to get some visas together and stuff for that. But like in the States, there's amazing scenes for this type of music, and pockets in Buffalo, and I mean every state has huge jam band scenes, much more than Canada, really. But we are definitely looking at that in the future.
If you're just tuning in now, you're listening to Steel City Music. I'm your host Gunnar, and I'm chatting with Zuffalo right now. This is a pre-recorded chat, so when you do hear this, remember, on March 17th at the Casbah, they are playing here in Hamilton. It's a St. Patty's Day bash. Tell me about who's opening up and how did you meet them?
Yeah, so Scott and Jocelyn are opening up with their duo. They are two members of the Belays in Hamilton, a really cool Hamilton band. And we've played shows with Belays before, and we've played same festivals sometimes. And they're a great band, solid band, you know, high energy, cool harmony vocals and stuff like that. And Scott and Jocelyn have their duo, and they're great. They're just really great.
That's why earlier on when I was asking if you guys had played here before, I was thinking that you might have did a show with the Belays, because because the whole St. Paddy's Day, I can distinctly remember the Belays marching down James Street North, going to the St. Hollywood, playing as they were going there. So I thought maybe you were part of that show.
I heard about that. We weren't there for that, though.
Well, I mean, I guess it's all about making new memories on March 17th at the Gazebo with you guys that night.
I think so.
That's awesome. Hey, man, thanks for taking the time to chat with me, and even before we started recording, about explaining to me why my anxiety is horrible and I should just relax and open my ears.
It's just music, man.
It's just music.
Steel City Music.
Hey, this is Zuffalo, and we'll see you at the Kasbah in Hamilton, March 17th. It's going to be a fun show.
Birdman hip with the times of day. Birdman knows all the things to say.
You're listening to Gunner on Steel City Music.
Will you mind identifying? Different lives in a storybook. As the leaves fly by,
applause for the Rio Statics. We're all richer for having seen them tonight. Behind. He said, I'm the curmudgeonly lighthouse keeper. Jodie Foster in the role of Susan. It's called The Nurse Patient. I had this dream where I relished the frame and the scream and fell my. Was as though I'd been squid here, settled in into the pocket of a lighthouse on some rocky socket of the coast of France. Yeah. We'll be right back.
listening to Steel City Music.
Oh, the chit-chat is just flying. We're just renewing what we talked about the last time. And Ben says, hey, it was in August of 2021, and I was doing a show at the Casbah Lounge. And the Casbah Patio was outside. I'm like, oh, yeah, that's right. On the line with me right now on Steel City Music is Ben Summer. How are you, sir?
I'm good. How about you?
I'm good. You know, it's a full disclosure, of course. Ben and I are recording this chit-chat late at night via phone. Well past our bedtimes. So, you know, if we sound a little sleepy and a little dreary, it's, you know, it's because we're old men, right?
Oh, yeah, I feel like an old man, especially today, 100%.
You putting in some long hours at Boxcar Studio?
No, I hurt my back playing disc golf with Kirby yesterday.
Oh, God. I set you up for greatness, and then you go and you blow it by saying that you were goofing off with John Kirby. That's funny.
The worst part was I went to bed feeling like great and loose, and I was like, oh, man, I got some exercise today. I took advantage. It's so easy to say it's cold, not going. Like, I was really patting myself on the back, and then I slept well, and I woke up feeling great, and then I just stretched in bed, and like that was I hurt myself stretching.
Good for you, man. That's awesome. That is a sign of old age.
Yeah,
hurting yourself while you're stretching, awesome.
It's supposed to be like a nice relaxing thing. Like, what's more peaceful than a good stretch?
I don't know. This is what it keeps telling me. I don't know, maybe drugs in a hot tub, so that might be your next move, right?
It's like if you injure yourself letting a puppy dog lick your face.
Well, Ben, the reason why you and I are chatting, this is called a segue, by the way, because I have nowhere to go with the puppy dog licking your face bit, is that you got a new song coming out on March 11th is the release. And what's the track called? Oh, yeah. Don't Come Looking For Me. And it's being put out by Down by the Point Records. I'm tired too.
yes, no, I can confirm that the things you said were true. That song is coming out March 11th. Don't Come Looking For Me. Right. And yeah, pretty excited about it.
What platforms are you putting it out on digitally? How can people find out where to go? All that other fun stuff.
It's going to be on all the major digital platforms, Spotify, Apple Music, Bandcamp, The Works. I don't know if that's a new platform. That was like an all-encompassing term, like The Works.
The Works.
but yeah, so that'll be out there, and you can pre-save. There's a link in my Instagram page. You can pre-save it if you want to get in on the ground floor, as they say.
What's your what is your Instagram handle?
Ben Summer.
Just Ben Summer. Bensomer. For those who want to give him a follow. So I guess the last time we were chatting, it was in 2021 in August, and you were doing the patio show at the Casbah. And then we were looking forward to playing outside. And then now everything's lifting again, and you're going to be doing some new shows coming up in April.
Yeah, I'm doing a night at the Dakota on April 16th with Matt Paxton and Nicolette and the Nobodies and Uncle Harry and the Kickstands.
Have you? Sorry. Go ahead.
Oh no, you please.
No, well, I was just wondering. I was going to ask you if you played with Uncle Harry and the Kickstands and Nicolette and the Nobodies before.
No, I haven't. But Matt kind of got me into their stuff, and I'm pretty excited about it.
How do you feel about playing inside a venue after 2 years of?
I am so excited for it. I think for me especially, like, I don't know if my stuff plays as well as at an outdoor festival. You know, like, it's kind of sad, folky, quiet music. Well, and that stuff's fun to do. But I mean, I feel like it works well in, you know, kind of poorly lit rooms.
It's more of an intimate setting is what your music is more about. That's where you feel it, where it feels most comfortable for you and everyone else.
Yeah, I think sound wise, there's a difference too. Like, you know, they're pretty quiet songs, and so outdoor stuff, there's a lot of noise to contend with.
Right.
So yeah, I'm just kind of excited to feel the energy of everyone being in a room, and there's kind of this great thing that, you know, as a songwriter, if you can do it where you go into a crowded room and people are talking and whatever, and you get up and play, and you can kind of hear the silence kind of wash over them if you're on your game that night. And so that's kind of the thing that you really miss not playing.
Yeah. That just means that you've commanded the room just by with a couple notes and the first couple lyrics, people start paying attention. That means you got them. But if there's a hockey game on TV, then you're done for.
Oh yeah. Or if there's a Ferris wheel in the background or they're selling beaver tails, it's like, you can't compete.
That's hilarious. Hey, if you're just tuning in right now, I'm chatting with Ben Sommer. He's got a show coming up on Saturday, April 16th at the Dakota Tavern in Toronto. Doors are like 8 o'clock. It's a 19-plus show, of course. But we are chatting about the new song that's coming out that drops on March 11th. Now, are you going to be doing the last nine interviews I've done with different artists? They've all touched upon releasing an LP, now EP, and now just singles. They find it easier just to do singles and getting more response that way. Is that the methodology you're going to be using?
No, not exactly. So this single's from some stuff that I did a couple years ago with the full intention of doing a long playing record on vinyl.
Right.
And, just kind of been sitting on it for a little bit and really wanted to get to that. So the whole album's going to be coming out kind of late spring. But Matt at Down by the Point's really been helping me out with some of the ins and outs of how to, like, I haven't actually put an album out since people stopped buying CDs. So it's all kind of new to me. So just trying to do a few singles to kind of see if I can get people a little bit interested so that when the album comes out, they're going to listen.
Right. You know, it's funny that you say that. I was just recalling that one day I was working pretty studiously in my office here, editing some interviews and doing some stuff. And then all of a sudden, you popped up on Messenger and you and I were chatting and you seemed to be weighing out many things in your mind of how much money people actually had in their pockets if they were to come to see you at a show. You even had it down to, well, if they're paying $9 for an IPA and they buy three of them, and then they've also paid cover, how are they going to buy my $30 piece of vinyl?
Yeah, it's tough, right? I mean, the cost of just the materials to manufacture it have gone up so much, and everything else has too, but I think a lot of people's wages haven't, and it's tough to get people to come out and spend a good chunk of money on a night out to go see music and support a band they like. So it's always like a tough thing where you want to put something out and you want to have something that you're really proud of, but you also, like, I don't think I'd be able to get away with charging really high prices for records at local shows.
Well, it's just but I think when I was reading it, your point was that you were competing with the bar and the door, like the money that was being sent out even before it got to any sort of interest in your stuff. And my point that I was trying to make back then is that if people are coming to that show, they're there to see you. They want to buy. They want to buy what you're putting out. Now, whether or not this is their second or third show, maybe they didn't buy it on the first show, but they're going to grab it on the second show.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, I don't think I actually really conveyed it as much as I wanted to when we were chatting on Messenger, because I firmly believe that if you have a small following of dedicated people who like your music, they're going to buy. They're eventually going to buy that CD or that vinyl. Well, I mean, CD sales are coming back again, but they eventually are going to.
Did you see that cassette sales are coming back?
Yeah, I saw cassette sales. People are starting to, a lot of people are starting to invest their money in cassettes and starting to sell cassettes at shows again. It's a niche thing, you know.
As an audio engineer, that blows my mind.
Well, you know, I kind of feel the same way about that, because over the years, everyone said, you know, cassettes are gone. You gotta switch to CDs, and you gotta make sure it sounds better. Everyone wants everything to sound better, and I can understand someone's flipping to vinyl because it's big. It's a huge thing. You open up a vinyl and you go, oh, there's all this writing. There's this artwork. It's like it's a big giant story for me, right? And then when you open up a CD, it's much smaller, but it's not like vinyl, but not cassette. I'm like, I don't understand the cassette, because to me, cassettes are, it just sounds low quality, and like, I don't know. It just never made any sense to me that all of a sudden it's very popular. But I think that's just this other generation that I'm too removed from. That's like, hey, well, this is kind of neat, and this is something different to own, right?
Yeah, I think it's something to hold on to. And like, I mean, it's weird with, I mean, I would assume that they'd come with download codes or something too, maybe. But I guess it feels more tangible than paying money to, like, do you remember when iTunes stores were a thing, and it was like you'd pay $10 to get like the MP3s of someone's album?
Yeah.
So it's kind of like, if people are listening to stuff digitally, I guess it could be like a collector's item or something, but it still blows my mind from like an audio perspective.
Mine as well. But I mean, there's a lot of things that are trending that people buy that I'm just like, it's just a picture. Why are you spending all your money on a picture? It's a JPEG. I don't, you know, like everyone goes on about the NFTs, and she's like, okay, yeah.
I was actually going to pitch you on investing in my NFT pyramid scheme. So
that'd be great. Yeah, that'd be awesome. Can I say something to you? Google Beanie Babies, the history of them, and then get back to me later on that. Okay.
They're coming back in a big way, though.
Yeah, okay. Hey, you're listening to Steel City Music. I'm your host, Gunnar. My special guest right now is Ben Sommer. I've got a show coming up on April 16th at Dakota in Toronto, releasing a single that he should have released, I think, about 22 years ago, of an album that he sat on. Anything else you want to let everyone know before we wrap this up, my son?
I just want to mention the people who played on the single, because they're really the stars of the show on that recording. Danny Edmonds plays on it, and Jimmy Hayes, Matt Burns plays drums, Adam Melnick plays bass, and James Mackay plays a mean fiddle on it. And I think they really, it's weird, like, to listen to like a solo recording of me. I don't really like it. I just kind of focus on my flaws and my mistakes. But when I listen to a recording with those guys, it's kind of like, oh, wow, they really kind of captured exactly what I was going for. So got to give a big shout out to them.
Are all these guys, did you meet them all through the studio at Boxcar, or was it just from like doing shows?
Dan and Jim, I've just kind of known for years. Like, even like when they were in Harlan Pepper, we just kind of crossed paths. And I think I probably met them through Tom Wilson.
Right.
And then, yeah, they just, I don't know. They're so talented, right? You just become friends with guys like that, 'cause you admire them, and they're such fun hangs too. And then Burns, I think Matty Burns, I met through Boxcar. And then Melnick, I lived with when we started Boxcar. Like, we used to live on a house at McNabb with Montour.
Yeah.
Then James Mackay played in Jerry Legere's band for a long time, and he's just like, just one of those dudes. He's like an amazing fiddle player, one of the best guitar players around. He's wicked on like pedal steel or lap steel. Plays a mandolin. Like, the guy's just so talented at everything he picks up.
You mentioned all those names and living with some of them and the who you cross paths with. The one name that I didn't see on all of this, which I thought was an automatic, is Max Ray. I didn't see his name on any of this.
No, I like to get in Max's head. I told him he had to audition.
Right. Right.
That was too much for him.
Yeah. No,
send me a reel.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Well, I was wondering, because I mean, it sounds so good, and you have all these great players, and it sounded really good, and then I see Max's name on it, and I went, Oh, that's why. Okay. Max isn't a part of this. So, and you actually put it out, whereas Max hasn't put out anything in 35 years.
I asked him for a reference and he got real gun shy.
Steel City Music.
Hey, this is Ben Summer, and you're listening to my new song, Don't Come Looking for Me.
I should have known that you'd let me go. I heard you crying in your sleep. Felt your breath as it left your soul. Said, don't come looking for me. Don't come looking for me. Don't come looking for me. I slept outdoors in the cold dirt floor. Called for it living on the run. Safe out there from the notch you wear. To show that a better man's won. Don't come looking for me. 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 Won't come back this time. Come back this time. Won't come back this time. Won't come back this time. I should have known. Let me go. Heard you crying in your sleep. Felt your breath as it left your soul. Said, don't come looking for me. 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 Don't come.
I'm a wandering soul. I got no place of my own. Well, I got nothing to give. Well, I got nothing to show for it. And I'll be wandering on for all my years. What I become, no one could know. If you're feeling what I'm feeling, come on. Are you soul searching people? Come on. Peace on my soul someday. Reconcile.